This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Ford Motor Company has announced plans to introduce more models into Europe, including the iconic Mustang. The timing seems a little strange. Ford is expected to lose more than $1 billion in Europe this year. Joining me now to talk about this is Krish Bhaskar with automotive research consultancy Myru. Good morning, Krish.
Good morning.
Krish, given that Ford has lost so much money in Europe already, is it a smart move for them to start releasing new models into that market?
Well, what Ford's trying to do is, given that sales in the whole of Europe are beginning to decline, what Ford wants to do is make the best use of the capacity. So trying to release new or additional or freshened models is one way of stimulating Ford sales in a declining market. And that way, given that they've opened new capacity in Romania for the new Ford B-Max, they can try and keep capacity utilization very high against competitors such as General Motors, who are probably going to suffer quite a big decline.
So, and correct me if I'm wrong, it sounds like they see this as an opportunity to invest in Europe and get a strong foothold while other American companies may be backing out?
Ford and General Motors already have a strong foothold. Hmm. This is a case where they're trying to increase their market share in a declining market. And Ford have decided to do this by new models, additional models, refreshing models. And that way they hope to increase their market share and keep their sales up.
Do you think it will work? Do you think Europeans will start buying Mustangs?
Oh, yes. You know, 15 to 17 new refreshed or additional models in Europe by 2015 has got to have some impact. It sets a real challenge just when the traditional European companies are really suffering and are likely to adopt the traditional solution of cutting products, cutting models, cutting expenditure. Ford's up the ante by actually going, in a way it is investing more, but not that much, by investing more and giving new products, it's up the ante. It's going to be very difficult for any other competitor to match.
Krish Bhaskar is a professor at automotive research consultancy Myru. Krish, thank you.
Thanks.